This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jenkins.
Today we have got Charlotte on the show, and she's down in Southampton, and we're going to be finding out how she's getting on with her course. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
So, what were you doing for Train for Trade Skills?
I just recently got made redundant from air cabin crew, and I got a job in a call centre, and I decided I couldn't fly anymore, and I had decided that I had to find something more so I wouldn't be stuck in a dead-end job. I had to decide what I wanted to do with life, and I saw the advert in the paper for Princess Trust. And I managed to get on to a the Princess Trust could offer to do the pay for the grant and train me up as a plumber with trade skills.
Yeah. So you mentioned you were on an air cabin crew
mm-hmm.
to begin with. Why plumbing then? Why did you decide to want to be a plumber?
I thought I'll give it a go, and if I'm not any good at it, I'll try something else. And it seems to be that I'm pretty good at it. I did electronics when I was at school, and I found that too fiddly. And my dad's he's an electrical engineer, and he's done a bit of plumbing, and he said that plumbing's a lot easier. You don't muck up as much, and it's not as fiddly as electricians.
So how are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
I find it a little bit difficult because I've got dyslexia, but I find that as an advantage because I have to read and read and read, so the knowledge goes into my head more than, say, someone that just reads it once and just answers the questions. So I have to read and read and read, but eventually I got the hang of it and started to understand it, and yeah, I seem to be finding it okay.
What do you think of the virtual reality software? Have you found that useful?
I have, yeah. I prefer to actually see what I'm doing rather than actually just read it off like a blank piece of paper with no pictures, if that makes sense. But with the software, it helps link it up with the writing as well. That makes sense.
You're on your practical training in Southampton at the moment. How are you finding that?
I find it a lot better than the actual reading side of things because you're actually physically doing the job, and if you do go wrong, it's good that I'm in a centre rather than someone else's home because the lecturers can show you how to actually do it if you do go wrong, and you've got that added support of someone actually knowing how to do things rather than doing it on your own.
In the news at the moment, there's quite a bit of focus on getting women into the industry, and as a female plumber yourself, how do you feel about that? Should you think more women should be encouraged to enter the plumbing, electrician, things like that?
Yeah, because there's a very good market out there for women, because for myself, I would prefer a woman to come into my home to fix something rather than a man, because you don't know them from Adam, but then again, you don't know a woman from Adam. But yeah, women feel more safe with women, or the elderly feel they can trust women more. That makes sense.
Basically, there's been all similar on a similar subject to that. There's been a rise of all female plumbing companies in the last few months to the year. What do you think of that? Would you like to work for an all female plumbing company, or do you think there should be a mix between men and women plumbers?
I think that's it's good that they do all women companies, but I prefer working with males.
If you had to sum up the whole course, the whole experience of Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
Yeah, I think the experience is good because you get the knowledge in the books as well as coming here. You can ask any of the lecturers if you do have a problem, and they've got the time to explain things to you, and there's always that support. You can ask them anything, and you can ring the tutors, is it called, up, and they can help you over the phone as well as by email. There's always help out there. You don't have to be afraid to ask, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Charlotte, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, okay.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com www.trainfortradeskills.com. You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio.